In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Blessed day, Sunday, the day of the Lord. And in this day we gather together in the church to pray and to have the Holy Communion, the heavenly gift from God to His children. In this part which I read from the Gospel of St. Luke is summarized from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5, 6, and 7, the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount gathered together the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ, all of us as Christians. And all the teaching of our Lord, how to love enemies, how to help enemies. Nowadays, when we hear about our brothers living in Egypt, and we face some troubles, partially, maybe increase, maybe decrease. What is the emotions in our hearts towards our brother who hurt us? The mystery of Christianity, this verse, love your enemies. How can I love my enemies? Because my enemy is a human being like me. And our Lord Jesus Christ died on behalf of all of us. As St. John says in his Gospel, as like this, God loved all the world and He sacrificed His Son to save all humanity who believes in the love of God. The person who hurt you is your brother. From Adam and Eve and from Noah. And as it is well known, if you see fire, you will not put gas on it, but you can finish the fire by water. The love in the heart must be translated to deeds. And we, in this year of 2012, in March, departed our beloved Pope, His Holiness Pope Shenouda III, and all the heads all over the world from different religions and civilizations honored and respected His Holiness, who used love and tolerance to accept all humanity. President Obama spoke about him. The Prime Minister of Canada spoke about him. And many of presidents and kings spoke about His Holiness. Why? Because he lived the love for all people. He was not differentiate between Christians and non-Christians. He loved all. Then not no problem to love all people. The love must be translated to deeds, to help, to forgive, to forget the sins of others toward you. And this is the subject of Christianity. The human nature, love who loves you, hate who hate you, but Christianity love who hate you and hurt you. This will not come easily. It needs training. It needs practicing to be with God and to live in love with God. Then you can live with love with all humanity. May God help us through the prayers of Saint Virgin Mary and Saint Michael and all the saints and the prayers of our beloved Pope, the late His Holiness Pope Shenouda III. And we pray that God choose a new Pope to our beloved Coptic Orthodox Church through the prayers of Saint Virgin Mary and our beloved Bishop, His Grace Bishop Yusuf, and all the clergy. And may God bless all of you. Glory be to the Lord now and forever. Amen.